Smash London, live and up close with One Republic. I just wanna be wanted. Check out One Republic's brand new single, Wanted.
Smash London Live and Up Close. For us to perform live is the only legal drug I'm allowed to take on a regular basis, so I seek it out whenever I can.
Please make some noise, send some love to the front of the stage as we welcome One Republic to the Live and Up Close stage.
Watch this performance now. Head to ashlondonlive.com.au.
I had a dream the other night about how we only live one life. Woke me up right after two, stayed awake and stared at you, so I wouldn't lose my mind. And I had the week that came from hell. Oh yes, I know what you could tell, but you're like the net under the ledge. When I go flying off the edge, you go flying off as well. And if you only die once, I wanna die with you. Got something I need. In this world full of people, there's one killing me. And if we only die once, I wanna die with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. You got something I need. I think I drank too much. Call it a temporary crutch. Yeah. With broken words I tried to say, honey, don't you be afraid. If we got nothing, we got us. Yeah. And if you only die once, I wanna die with you. Something I need. In this world full of people, there's one killing me. And if we only die once, I wanna die with you, you.
Close
with One Republic. Does it ever get to a point where you know we've got a hit on our hands. Like Counting Stars was such a huge song.
Yeah.
Do you know until it's out into the ether that people are going to love it? Do you look at each other and go, yeah, boys?
With Counting Stars, the truth of the matter is everybody's guessing all the time. Labels guess when they put a song out, artists guess when they write it, and radio guesses when they play it. You can't control anything. You make the music that you love, and then you put it out, and you hope that everybody likes it as much as you do. So Counting Stars, it was my personal, it was like a few of us in the band, we felt it the most, and like my friends that I hung out with, that was the one. They were like, send me the demo. Can you send me the demo? Because I'm obsessed with that song. We had a good feeling about it. We were told by our label that it wasn't a hit and that it shouldn't come out as a single. That's the truth. And that there's a lot of the biggest records in history the label did not want to put out. Not the Australian label. Counting Stars broke in Australia first before any other country. And yeah, good
on
you.
Come on, clap for yourselves. Yeah. Good musical taste. You guys are the reason One Republic are famous.
That's right. For you. And so, you know, for us, and you just never know what's going to happen. It's like I was saying in the car earlier, our second album was huge in the U.S. and Europe and Asia and South Africa. It just missed. It didn't come out here. Like, it didn't happen in Australia. So it was super bizarre the first time we toured here. And we were like, wait a minute. So we sold however many millions of albums and singles on our last album. And here it was like it didn't happen. So you can't control any of that stuff.
Totally.
With Counting Stars, the moment I knew and that we knew that it was a hit, of all places, it was in Lebanon. Are you Lebanese?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
As is Sexy Vibe, my producer.
So we played a city called Byblos, which is outside of, it's the oldest city in the world, like
it's
inhabited.
The best, yeah.
It's outside of course it's the best, you're from there. We got halfway through the set and got to Counting Stars. It was not a single. It had only been out a week, two weeks, this album. And I think the entire crowd was maybe 8,000 people. 8,000 Lebanese and others sang every word of Counting Stars, having been an album cut that had only been out for a week. And so I called my manager from Lebanon and I said, I think we might be promoting the wrong song at this point. You have no control.
No.
In Counting Stars, though, we did know. And so then I called the manager. I said, whatever happens, the next song we put out, I don't care what the label says, we're putting out Counting Stars because that doesn't happen.
So awesome.
Yeah.
We have some fan questions. Should we kick it off with our sister from Wagga Wagga?
Obviously. Kick it off from Wagga Wagga.
Laura.
Kick it off from Wagga Wagga. Hi, I'm Laura. What was your greatest motivation for keeping making music entering the world?
For me personally, it was after we had a good long break, it was, this is such a generic way to answer this, but it's true. It was started paying attention again to the fans around the world who had connected with our music previously, and it meant something to them personally and actually affected their life, which is what music does to me and has always done to me. And when you make music, you forget. It's easy because you're in it and you're thinking about so many things that aren't why you got into it in the first place. Because once you have success, then all of a sudden it's like money. When you don't have it, you think it's the most important thing in the world, then you have it and you get more problems, more money, more problems, right? And so when you're in a band or an artist and things blow up, then all of a sudden there's all these other things you have to think about that have nothing to do with why you started. And then when we came back to thinking about the fans and the people around the world that we have not seen in so many years, we left a lot on the table in that regards. We just kind of, you know, had, you know, two or three albums that did really well, and then we just kind of walked away. And we wanted to do it again. It's that simple. We simply were like, I want to get back in airplanes and fly around and play these songs and start putting out new music that leads up to an album and then do a full world tour. We had a good chunk of time off, really, and we needed that like crazy.
Hi, I'm Megan. I was just wondering what your favorite city in the world to perform in is and why.
Ooh, I would say there's a two-part answer. There are different cities that being in the city, regardless of the venue, the show, or what it is, the city itself is so beautiful and just like nuts that I would say it's my favorite because of we get time off in that city. And that would, for most of us, would be Cape Town would be towards the top, Cape Town, South Africa. But that's more to do with, I mean, the people are fine. They're beautiful, too. But it's more to do with like Cape Town is just gorgeous. If you've ever seen it, internet, Google it. As a city from like audiences, what we found is, and I think most artists would say this, I've talked to a lot of artists about this, the cities that get the least amount of love in concerts and tours are the ones that go the most apeshit. So the Baltics, like if you get into Eastern Europe, you get into like Latvia, Estonia, the Enias, like all those, the Nias. Whenever you play a conflict region, you're going to have the best concert of your life because they are like, literally they're just going, I can't believe you're here. You came. Like Tunisia, we played it and like the king or prime minister showed up and gave us a the key to the country of Tunisia. Like you're here. Like the last person was, this is not a Tunisian accent. I don't know. It sounds like Borat, but it's like, he was like, the last person was Rod Stewart.
Ash London, live and up close. With One Republic. Hit up Ash London Live on the socials to check out all the footage. Ash London Live and up close.
She said every time I close my eyes, I feel like I could disappear. I could overflow an ocean with the cavalcade of all my tears. And I know it sounds dramatic, but that's just how I feel. I've been holding to the notion that I'll find something real. Yeah, I just wanna be wanted. Oh, I could use a little love sometimes. I just need to be needed. Oh, like to know I'm crossing someone's mind. I just wanna be someone that somebody needs. I just wanna be more than a job in the sea. I just wanna be, I'm counting up my karma and I think it's time I cash it in. So tired of living in the shadow of a mountain over my bin. And I know I sound dramatic, that's just how I feel. I've been holding to the notion that I'll find something real. And I just wanna be wanted. Oh, I could use a little love sometimes. I just need to be needed. Oh, like to know I'm crossing someone's mind. I just wanna be someone that somebody needs. I just wanna be more than a drop in the sea. I just wanna be wanted. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna be wanted. I could use a little love sometimes. I just need to be needed. Like to know I'm crossing someone's mind.
Thank you.
Ash London, live and up close with One Republic.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I just wanted to know, what's the most valuable thing that your fans have taught you over the years?
That the songs mean infinitely more than we realize. That something that is as self-serving and narcissistic as a song. To write great songs, you're basically spilling your guts and assuming, which is thing, if you think about it, incredibly asinine and narcissistic to assume that the world wants to hear your 3-minute narrative on your personal life. You're one out of 7.6 billion people. Like, who cares? And so to then be like, but this is my experience. And like, you put it in a song that is only just cathartic for you. Right? It's you processing your own stuff and then saying, great, I love this. This feels like art to me. And then putting it out there is so presumptive. And then if the whole world goes, well, I love this and it means something to me, that to me, every time that works, every time it works, I'm just completely shocked. That blows my mind every single time.
Hi, I'm Kayla. So if your career restarted tomorrow and you could only release one Republic song,
Jesus,
which one would it be and why?
Oh, that is, I've never been asked that. I don't know. Yeah, the strategist part of my brain would be like, well, it would either be Apologize or Counting Stars. I don't know. I don't know. Wow, I've never been asked a question I can't answer. I literally don't know how to answer that. Good job, Kayla. No. I can't answer that. I've never, in 12 years, have I ever not been able to answer a question?
Hi, I'm Kelly. How did you feel when you first heard Beyonce sing your song Halo?
Disbelief. You know, getting a Beyonce single, any songwriter will tell you, is the closest approximation to it is, even if you're the best songwriter, it's still a lottery ticket. And it's actually not about who's the best songwriters in the world, because she she's oblivious to that. She's just like, she knows, but she doesn't care. She'll take, if the Uber driver gave her a concept that she thought was amazing, that would be her single. So with her, you don't ever know. Nobody communicates anything. As you know, she drops her albums and like the world finds out. She's kind of always been like that. So with Halo, the only reason I knew that she was keeping it was because they had gone so long not telling me what was going on that I went and cut it on another artist and was giving it to another artist who I won't name, who I'd already had a hit with. It took me basically saying like I'm giving the song away for them to send me the song and be like, here's the proof that it exists. We never do this. We never send anything to anybody. You have a copy of this now, so you know that it exists. And that was, I remember I was in Denver and put it in. I had, it was back in the day when you had to like get in your car to put the CD in. It's like, let me go listen to this. Give me a moment. And I had to, I'm going to go get coffee. And I got in the car and put it in and was like driving through downtown Denver. And I was like, yeah, like, and then of course I was like, when's it coming out? And they're like, oh, we have no idea.
And speaking of waiting for music, last question before we play another song. How's the next album coming along?
It's coming along very well. We were very ambitious in that. Like we got cajoled by a guy that we love that works at our label like a month ago into committing to a late November release, and then quickly realized a week later that we're not physically in America like long enough to finish the album by November. So we actually need enough physical days home where we're in a studio where we can finish this album and get it mixed and then have it ready. So I think we're putting out another song before the end of the year. That's at least our intention, and we know which song it is. And then I want to drop as many songs as possible leading up to the album, where each time we put out a song, it actually gets a moment. And that's really what we're trying to do now. It's like, we have a song we love. We want it to have its own moment in the sun. And if we have three songs we love, we want all three to have their moment. We've already setting dates in Australia, 2020 dates in Australia and Europe and the US. We have a huge US tour. We're truly doing a world tour this time in 2020. So it's going to be,
as long as it involves Lebanon and Wagga Wagga.
It's going to be fine. Lebanon and Wagga Wagga.
Right.
Ash London Live and Up Close with OneRepublic. Watch this performance now. Head to ashlondonlive.com.au.
Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things we could be. And baby, I've been praying hard. So no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Oh, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. Just doing what we're told. And I feel something so right. Doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong. Doing everything that kills me makes me feel alive. Yeah, I've been losing sleep. Hey! Dreaming about the things that we could be. And baby, I've been praying hard. So no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Listen now, lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. And I feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is old. Just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. Doing the right thing, yeah. I could lie, could lie, could lie.
makes me wanna fly. I've been losing sleep, yeah, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Send no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. You can take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. You can take that money, watch it burn. That kills me, yeah, makes me feel alive. Watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. You can take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I've learned.
Thank you.